And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, it's enough music. Please, Pierre. We have such a full schedule here that the less music, I guess, the better, Bob.
And all I've heard since I got here tonight. We have such a full schedule. What are we doing that's so different today?
Well, for one thing, Bob, we're taking our scripts, we're tearing them right on the air, throwing them to the floor so that the show will be completely ad-libbed. That's the first thing we're going to do.
Going to make it up, right?
Right. Now, the second thing, I'm going to go out and get a drink. I'll be right
okay, back. Okay, right. While Ray is gone, I'll just tell you that we have a very full studio audience, a group of nice-looking people. We have our usual cast here with us, of course. Ray has come back, refreshed. I think I'll have a glass of water myself. I'll be right back.
Oh, you want to have water?
Yeah, didn't you?
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, as Bob was probably trying to explain, but probably didn't, we have a full show. Wally Ballou is standing by.
Yahoo!
Yes, sir. At a ball-bearing plant in Port on the County Galway Island, where he's going to talk to the people who run this particular ball-bearing plant. So now if our transatlantic line is open, I wonder, would you come in, please, Wally Ballou. And what time is it there, Wally?
The County Galway, Ireland. This is Radio's Wally Ballou, winner of 17 Fiction Awards. You know, our first overseas interview program. Ray, you asked me what time of day it is. The time here is 5 hours different than yours, 5 hours ahead. So that actually now, as you're on the air in the early evening hours, it's somewhat after midnight. We're going on the early hours of the morning here. However, you'd never know it to stand in this ball-bearing factory of the county, Galway, Ireland, because here it's a scene of bustling activity. And I'd like to speak with
Neil Plunkett.
Neil Plunkett, who is the owner and general manager of the ball-bearing precision ball-bearing plant.
That's right, Mr. Ballou, and welcome here to my factory.
How come, Mr. Plunkett, that you put your factory up here in Umna County, Galway, Ireland, when actually you're a native of Sioux City, Iowa, I'm told?
Well, that's right. I was an extra in the Quiet Man movie.
Uh-huh.
And,
stayed over here with your G.I. Bill of Rights,
buddy? That's right, and I bought it into a ball-bearing plant. And
let's see.
Going to more or less settle down here for a while. Until I go back to Sioux City many years hence.
Well, you certainly have been successful, and I've told you shipped these ball bearings all over the world. And could you tell us
a little bit? Well, now that's the baloney. We don't ship them all over the world. We have a very limited market for these ball bearings, Mr. Ballou. I don't want to get on the air here. Are you on the air now?
Yes, we're transcribing.
I never know whether it's on the air or going on one of those tape things that
I've
been reading about.
It's being taped, and it will be broadcast subsequently, I think, around the 2nd of June.
Wow. 2nd of June?
Just now it's the 4th of December, and we're making this
freezing
interview.
It's cold here. It surely is amazing.
Right. Snow is falling outside.
I've forgotten your question entirely.
Why are they so unusual?
I'm going to go outside and get a drink.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
I'll cover for you while you're gone. I might say that the factory itself is a building some 85 feet by 13 feet. A long tunnel-like building. With the workmen at the... Oh, here comes Mr.
Now I remember the question. You wanted to ask about the ball bearings, right?
Why they're so unusual, and why you don't ship them all over the world, when actually you have distribution facilities in every country imaginable.
Now, that's a lot of baloney. We don't have distribution.
Well, somebody's given me the wrong poop sheet, then, because I studied this all last night.
Somebody did give you the wrong poop sheet, because...
Wait a minute. I'm going outside.
All right. While he's gone, I'd like to address a few remarks to the people listening to this tape next June sometime. What we do here is we file these ball bearings by hand.
All right, Mr. Plunkett. Let's get down to business.
Don't get touchy with me, buddy, because I didn't want you coming in here with all your wires and nonsense to start with.
Did I hear you say something about filing these ball bearings all by hand?
That's right. And as a result... we've had a difficult market that is trying to sell them because, you know, human frailties.